best practices. Here are the 9 best practices that we strongly recommend that you follow to break your bad habits and form new good habits that will change your life for the better. It is not easy to break bad habits or form new ones, but the end result will certainly be worth it for you. So embrace these best practices and create the life that you want. 1. Have a strong reason. When you are doing something really challenging that requires a lot of time, effort, and persistence, like breaking a bad habit or forming a new habit, then you need a strong reason why to keep you motivated. Write your reason down and attach strong feelings to it. Be sure to carry this around with you at all times. 2. Identify your habits. Some of your good and bad habits will be obvious, but some won't. When you want to get rid of your bad habits, then you need to identify them first if you don't know what they all are. Go to a quiet place with a pen and paper and ask yourself the question, what are my bad habits? Your subconscious will tell you, and you must write them down. 3. Understand how habits work. It will be a lot easier for you to break bad habits and form new ones if you know how habits work. Make sure that you understand the 3 R's, which are reminder, routine, and reward. A habit is a neurological loop of the 3 R's. The reminder triggers the habit, the routine is the behavior or action, and the reward is the feeling you experience during and after the habit. 4. Breaking bad habits. It is not easy to break a habit, especially if you have had it for a number of years. Forming a new habit is difficult as well. Some experts will tell you that it takes just 21 days to break a habit or form a new one, but this is not the case. In 21 days, you should feel comfortable with the change that you have made. It will take an average of 66 days to form an automatic habit. You can break habits using the 3 R's. The first step is to identify the habit and then find out what rewards you get from it by asking yourself questions. Now find another positive routine which you will provide you with the same reward. The final step is to identify triggers for the bad habit so that you can use your new positive routine instead. 5. Forming new habits. To form a new habit, you will use the 3 R's neurological loop again. There is a 3-step process to form a new habit. The first step is to come up with a trigger or reminder for the new habit. The most effective way to do this is to link the trigger to something that you do every day already, such as brushing your teeth or getting dressed. Step 2 is the introduction of an easy routine which will eventually become the new habit. Don't make the mistake of trying to do too much here because it will be difficult to sustain. The final step is to decide on a reward for your new habit and celebrate the achievement of milestones often. 6. Personal values. Take a look at your priorities before you form any new habits. Look at your personal values for ideas for new habits. We recommend that you have 4 personal values that will prepare you for a life-changing transformation. The 4 personal values are 1. A commitment to goal setting and achieving goals. 2. Being an action taker. 3. Being a people person. And 4. Being disciplined and organized. If you do not have any of these personal values, then we strongly recommend that you adopt them and form new goals around them. 7. Habit formation phases. There are 3 phases to habit formation that you need to be aware of. These are 1. Honeymoon phase, 2. Critical phase, and 3. Second nature phase. When you first start with your new habit, you are very excited about it and will do anything to form the new habit. It is similar to falling in love with someone. This is the honeymoon phase, which unfortunately doesn't always last that long. Reality kicks in and you start to question why you are working so hard to form this new habit, similar to questioning whether you have chosen the right partner or not. You have now entered the critical phase, and you must survive this if you are to form your habit. Think about the big picture when you are in the critical stage. Visualize to see what the new habit will mean to you in the future and experience the great feelings it will give you. The final stage is the second nature phase, where you will continue with the new routine as if it were second nature. 8. Reinforce new habits. Even when you have gone past the 66-day mark, you will still need to reinforce your new habit in the early stages. Using a physical interrupter like a rubber band around your wrist is a good idea. If you ever feel like breaking the new habit, then snap the band against your wrist. There are other techniques for reinforcement that you can use as well. Some of the best ones are making changes to your environment to avoid previous triggers, changing up your reward system, and making a wager with someone that you will stick with your new habit. 9. Live by these habits. We strongly recommend that you live by these 7 habits. 1. An empowering morning routine. 2. Exercise daily. 3. Don't relate your happiness to things outside of your control. 4. Don't waste money on pointless possessions. 5. Be grateful. 6. Be spontaneous. 7. Live by a budget. If you need ideas for the formation of new habits, then look at this list for inspiration. No matter where you are in your life, these are great habits to live by.